Elissa Walker Campbell, good evening and welcome into the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where we always deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. We are inside the Quicken Loan Studios tonight, and we're getting ready to kick off our coverage with discussing the 2015 NFL Draft, perhaps the most important day of the NFL season as it got underway on Thursday night. It is such an honor to have back with us legendary NFL coach, the great Dick Vermeil, of course, is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Welcome back, Dick.
Oh, hey, nice to be with you.
Of course. Well, we definitely wanted to have you back on the show and to kind of get your coach's perspective on the draft. And before we get your thoughts on how it's shaping up this year, take us back to those early days of coaching. There was, 16 rounds in the draft. What were your draft philosophies and the do's and don'ts?
Well, you know, in the old days, you had so many choices. So you spread your time and evaluation over so many more players. But today they do so much more detail work and spend more money on fewer players. And, as an old coach, you start thinking, how can you spend so much money and only get to pick seven guys?
Uh-huh.
When you think if you spend more money, you're going to get to pick more. But that's just not how it works anymore. But if everything is more scientific, more technology, more evaluation processes, and all that kind of stuff today.
You know, Dick, talk to me about your approach and preparation. I mean, did you always know exactly what the team needed before each draft in order to be in the hunt and challenge for a Super Bowl?
Well, you know, the more experience I got draft time, you know, and the more mature and looking at everything, the more time you invested in the total evaluation process of not only how he physically played, but how his character, his background, his work ethic, everything.
Yeah.
Because you're investing so much money in fewer players. You know, in seven players rather than 16, you just can't afford to make a mistake. But the whole process becomes so much more sophisticated than it used to be.
We are visiting with one of the game's greatest coaches of all time. He is a legend. It's so wonderful to have with us tonight on this Friday, Dick Vermeil, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Please chime in on our conversation. We are interactive. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Now, Coach, you were just talking about character, and, you know, when you're making those draft decisions, it's one thing to have talent, but your thoughts on how perception, it really matters. Character really does count, doesn't it?
Well, you do, because you're investing a lot of money. And you don't want to, you know, you wouldn't buy a car that has a default in it, and because you're going to spend a lot of money on the car. Well, the same thing, you don't want to spend a lot of money on a player, even if he's got a lot of horsepower, you know, if he has some character flaws.
Right.
It just doesn't work very good that way. And people do such a good job now. They have their own investigation teams. You know, the colleges are doing a better job, too. And you just have so much more information. You have to work at it a lot harder and invest more time.
Well, never before have we seen character matter as much, and it's been a big concern, a big talking point about the draft this year. Let me ask you this. Would you have pursued a player, a talented player, like Jameis Winston? I mean, obviously, he's had some immaturity issues and some red flags.
Well, you know, my concern wouldn't be about what I know. My concern would be about what I don't know about him. What has he gotten away with that was never recorded? So, really, I'm sure before they draft him, they will have every bit of information and personal interviews and everything with him to form an opinion, because they're going to put millions of dollars in this guy. And you just cannot make a mistake. If you do, you lose. And you're wasting your owner's money. So I would be very skeptical with the first pick drafting anybody that had some flaws.
Hey, Dick Vermeil is with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker Campbell, and I think back what your last draft that you were involved in was in 2005. Tell us your approach in terms of how do you find a diamond in the rough? I mean, who were some of those players?
Jared Allen, my last draft, was a diamond in the rough. Fourth round pick that ends up being an all-pro and one of the leading sackers in the history of the National Football League. So, that was a diamond in the rough, and that's a good expression because that's exactly what he was. Of course, Kurt Warner wasn't even drafted, so we signed him as a free agent out of the Arena League. But there are those guys there are those guys. And you, what you hope to do is get great value picks at, each round, and also pick somebody that's even better than you thought he was going to be. That's really rewarding.
Well, what are the keys to reconstructing a team? Because it is so different today than it was in the past.
Well, you have more people involved. So I think the key is to have a team working together, a selection group, a scouting group, a management team that's all working together, and you're not just satisfying one ego, one decision maker. You're working with a consensus of everybody you respect and pooling the information you have, and then it's still a crapshoot. You can do all that and still all of a sudden not be all of a sudden be disappointed or all of a sudden be a little bit surprised.
Hey, Dick Vermeil is with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. A 15-year NFL career, of course, spent 7 years with the Philadelphia Eagles. He left coaching in 1982 to begin his broadcasting career, was in that for 14 years, and then he returned to the NFL in 1997 as the head coach of the St. Louis Rams. He just mentioned Kurt Warner, of course, led the team to its first Super Bowl victory in the 99 season. It was glorious. So tell me this, since we're talking about the NFL draft, I mean, what was your approach in terms of with rookies making that transition? You have to assume that's so overwhelming, and you just can't overload those new players.
Oh, I know it. Well, see, I was fortunate. I had a very, very experienced personnel director in John Becker and Charlie Army. These guys had been there, and they'd been doing it. I'd been out for 14 years. I had final say, but I certainly listened to those people. And I moved up from the sixth pick in the draft to the first pick in the draft, trading with the Jets and Bill Parcells, so I could get Orlando Pace, because I've been watching him play all through the broadcasting career, and I just knew he was a Hall of Fame potential player and would love to have him as a foundation of that offensive line at the left tackle spot. And we were fortunate to be able to get that done, and Parcells is going to be a Hall of Fame player one day down the road.
That is certainly incredible. You know, Dick Vermeil, when we reflect on your career, just the importance of building a team through the draft, I think back, you accepted the challenge of a lifetime, turning around the Philadelphia Eagles. It was a franchise that hadn't even reached the playoffs since 1960. How were you able to finally get this team, this organization, this franchise to succeed?
Well, I think, you know, it's just hard work. Get people working together for all the right reasons. If you've got the right people doing the right things at the right time for the right reasons, with the right attitude, you got a good chance to win. If you don't, there's going to be some falls and you aren't going to get it done. But all was just hard work. And it's tougher today in that the Players Association now control practice times and padded practices and off-season programs. And so it's just harder for a coach taking over a losing team being restricted to work at the same level as somebody's already beating you, okay? So I would find that difficult, but I'm sure people will do it. You know, Chip Kelly's done it well, or Andy Reid has done it well, taking over losing teams and winning. Mm-hmm. So it can be done. I would find it hard to do.
Having an exclusive conversation with legendary NFL coach Dick Vermeil. He retired from football in 2006, 15 seasons as an NFL head coach, a 14-year career in broadcasting, as well as, did you know, coaching in college and on the high school level. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, as we reflect on his incredible career in the NFL.